This community update was brought to you by U Radio. For many, waiting along Winnipeg's roads, the sound of roaring bus engines is a common occurrence. You can expect to hear this when Winnipeg Transit's latest additions hit the streets this spring. Winnipeg has now welcomed its second zero-emission bus, or ZEB, to its fleet as it transitions from diesel vehicles. $280 million through the Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program is being used to rehaul transit's infrastructure and vehicles. Aaron Cook, project manager for the Transition to Zero Emission Bus Program, explains.
Hydrogen infrastructure has been one of the challenges that's not really established in Manitoba right now. So that's one of the challenges that we're looking at these buses right now. We actually have to build our own hydrogen generation station here. So that will be operational later this year. So we have a little bit of gaps in getting this in the road and into regular service until that station's operational. The power needed for these buses is huge. So we're working with Manitoba Hydro to scale up all of our infrastructure.
16 zero-emission buses have been purchased as part of the Transition Fleet Project. Four 40-foot and four 60-foot fuel cell battery electric buses and four 40-foot and four 60-foot battery electric buses will be tested to see which ZEBs are most effective here in Winnipeg.
Yeah, so the hydrogen buses, you refuel with hydrogen, so it's about a 10-minute process for fueling, once our station's fully operational, that is. So then the bus is ready to go for about 20 to 24 hours straight. So it's still a little less than a diesel bus, but more than enough to do a full day operation. The battery electric buses, they have about 440 kilowatts of battery capacity on them, kilowatt hours. So those have to charge for 3 to 4 hours. So
the results of this testing will determine which technology Winnipeg Transit will prioritize in the long run. At first glance, the new buses may not appear drastically different. They maintain the familiar layout and accessibility features, including updated color-coded seating that aligns with the Accessibility for Manitobans Act. However, passengers will immediately notice the quiet ride and the smoother experience on the road. Cook says the new buses are just part of what's on the horizon for transit customers, with Winnipeg undergoing a significant route overhaul this June.
We're undergoing two of the biggest changes. So the network is really the biggest change that people will see on the street, and Transition to Zero Emission is the biggest internal change that we're undergoing. It's really touching everything that we do here. Every department is impacted by this, and people are going to see this, but what you're going to see is better service. We're really focusing on getting reliable service. We're getting better quality service. We're looking at innovation. We're looking at ways to improve the way that people move around the city.
Winnipeg Transit aims for 30% electrification by 2030 and a fully zero-emission fleet by 2045 or sooner. Winnipeggers can expect to see the first ZEBs in mid-March, with Transit's second order of 24 ZEBs anticipated for early 2026. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.